5-4 split decision on the 30th of June, the U.S. Supreme Court once again ruled that corporations are people, this time granting them religious freedom to discriminate against women who use birth control in the notorious Hobby Lobby case. Hobby Lobby is a chain of corporate arts and craft stores owned by militant fundamentalist Christians, but doing business as a corporation. The wages paid by Hobby Lobby won't cover paying cash for contraception, and the company health insurance won't pay for it either, then you get pregnant unless you are willing to abstain from all sex as the religious extremists demand. If you are married, you soon have 8 to 10 children to feed and care for. Certainly you don't dare risk your job by organizing a union or demanding maternity leave. Let's hope Walmart doesn't discover a similar religious objection to birth control. As the Supreme Court ruled in favor of religious bigotry and corporate personhood, protesters outside showed their disapproval with signs saying things like, "My uterus is not on payroll," and "My health care is not your hobby," and "Keep your rosaries off my ovaries."
Birth control is not my boss's business! Birth!
This ruling could come back to bite the Supreme Court. Under it, Catholic workers would incorporate and move all their members' income to the corporation that refused to pay war taxes. The entire federal tax code, like the Obamacare contraceptive guarantees Hobby Lobby just got an exemption from, is a law passed by Congress. Maybe individuals still get as many rights as corporations and can also refuse to pay war taxes, but maybe not too, so I recommend incorporation just to be safe. Maybe Congress could think about reducing the pay of Supreme Court justices, since this decision could reduce their tax base?